Hello and welcome back to The Villager's Voice. I am Rachel.
And I am... I don't know who I am anymore.
What?
You know, these days, who am I? I'm not Chris anymore.
Who are you?
I don't know. I was trying to be dumb, but you know, I think I might just be
Tamlin. I mean, you really are.
I'm just Tamlin. That's a character, an Ooblet from the game Ooblets. That's just me now. It's my full persona.
Yeah. And honestly, if you're listening to this and you like Animal Crossing, I do think you'll like Ooblets, so you should check it out. It is not on Switch, though.
Yeah.
PC and Xbox right now.
I am not Chris. I am not Tamlin. Thank you for your time. Let's get on to the bulletin board.
This is now Tamlin's voice. So, birthdays this week, y'all.
There are none. Just kidding. Let's go.
Can you imagine? All right. We have Curly, Ketchup, Eric.
Or as I call, Ketchup.
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 How do y'all say it? Sound off in the comments.
Ketchup.
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 Ketchup. Eric, Truffles, Lionel, Frank, Julia, Grizzly, and Kid Kat. Happy birthday.
Wow. We love to see it.
The cancers of the group. We are in cancer season. How?
Are we?
Oh, honey. What? Oh, honey, we are.
What is time? I don't know.
It always starts honestly. After like the 20th and we're on like July 26th.
Yeah, that would require me knowing what day it is. What is the date?
Chris has really devolved since the last time you've heard from him.
You mean Tamlin.
I'm sorry. You're right. I haven't gotten any cancer fragments yet, but then again, I only just started playing New Horizons again very recently because I have been somewhere else, and we will get into that later.
Yes. So I also have our now second fact. We introduced this last week. We have facts now.
We should keep track, like fact number two.
Okay.
How many hundreds of them will we have?
Fact number two about Animal Crossing. So the first Animal Crossing, which hits for today's episode, was originally developed for the Nintendo 64. Although Animal Crossing would eventually become best known as a GameCube title, to the point where many assume that this is where the series began, the game actually originally appeared on the Nintendo 64. It was developed for it, but it was taking so long to come out that it came out towards the very end of the Nintendo 64 lifetime.
Okay.
So
was
then,
it here or was it just in Japan?
No, so they only released that in Japan in 2001.
Okay.
But then that was never localized anywhere else because they were like, you know what, we're just going to change it up. Like, we're just going to wait for GameCube. And it was like a launch title for GameCube. But then...
I love that for Animal Crossing.
The GameCube version was released in Japan in December of 2001. And that was 8 months after the Nintendo 64 version. And since, like, with the GameCube, the discs, even though they're tiny baby little discs...
They're so cute.
They had, like, more space than the Nintendo 64 cartridge, so they were able to include characters like Tortimer and Blathers that were not in the Nintendo 64 version.
Blathers, that's wild.
Yeah, so who knows what else was not in that original version, but I can't even... Like, Tortimer still doesn't play, like, the biggest role in it, but, like, Blathers. Like, did you just... How did you... Was there a museum? Did you donate things?
I don't know if there was.
So, I just thought that was very interesting. I knew the part about the, like, the fact that it was Nintendo 64 first, and then they made it for
GameCube.
Yeah,
and it was called, like, something Forest or something, like Animal Forest.
Yeah, Animal Forest. But then... The fact that, like, Blathers and Tortimer, that really shook me, that they were not in that original Nintendo 64 version.
And if you're new to Animal Crossing, because Tortimer is not in New Horizons yet, Tortimer is the old turtle man who is the mayor in the early games before you become mayor in New Leaf. You take over for him.
He's mayor all the way up until New Leaf, and then New Leaf, he just runs Tortimer Island.
Because he's on vacay.
And then he's just not in New Horizons.
Yet.
Do not know.
I honestly don't know if I see them adding him in unless they do a Tortimer Island thing, but
I
feel like
it
could be like called Tortimer Island and he's not there, but you know, hey, Horf.
Going back to that episode where I don't remember anymore which one we talked about, I think it was literally last week's episode. We talked about what was coming in Wave 2. I still think it could be Tortimer Island and he's there to just run the mini games because that's what he did. He did run the mini games.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we have to look forward to there. But
Also, we had the bug off this week.
Oh, yeah, we did have the bug off.
So this was the first bug off that Chris and I could do. And I have to agree with what I've seen, at least in our Discord community, which, by the way, you can join our Discord by looking at the
description of this episode. There's a link.
You could see me failing to remember what the word for description is.
Wow.
So everybody has said that the bug off is much more fun than the fishing tourney. And because we had only done the fishing tourney, we were like, well, we legally cannot make that claim. I am here to agree. I think it is literally so much more fun than the fishing tourney. And here is why. First of all, I will say in terms of items, I think I liked more of the fishing tourney items, but there are some really, really good ones for the bug off.
Yeah.
But, and this is not a CJ versus Flick thing. We don't pit two queens against each other. However, the fact that you don't have to do bait is what makes the bug off miles better than the fishing tourney. Because the fishing tourney, you have to just catch as many fish as you can in, what, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
And without bait, that is very, very difficult to do. But if you do the bug off on, like, a fucking clear afternoon, hopefully it's not raining. Can you imagine if they did a bug off on the rain day?
If just snails? If your weather seed is bad.
But I mean, I guess, like, because the bugs, it doesn't matter, like, what kind they are, it could, you just get a hell of a lot of snails.
Yeah, true. The snails are pretty populous.
I feel like they spawn quicker than they did in New Leaf.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and I have a lot of bushes on my island. Yeah, I think the bug off was so much fun because it was like, you know, afternoon, I have a lot of flowers, there's a lot of butterflies and stink bugs and things like that. And I didn't actually finish getting all of the items because I only started playing at like 4 p.m.
Yeah.
I was very distracted, but I got like a few of them. Oh my God, the bug wand and the backpack, immaculate. But yeah, I think it's really fun and I'm excited that I honestly am glad that I didn't finish it so that I have more to do next time.
Yeah, reasons to come back in and do it, yeah.
And it was just a lot more fun.
I've seen some really funny quotes that people have screenshotted from their villagers while they're hunting for bugs. And it's just like, they're like, oh my God, I'm going to get this bug. Like, it's just really funny.
What's weird, I will say the only thing about the bug off, because I guess I didn't really do this for the fishing tourney because I was just fishing like far away from my villagers.
Yeah.
But the bug off, there were so many times where they were all chasing the bug and then I would catch it. And I thought they were going to be like, you know, when they react like, oh my God, like shocked.
Yeah.
They would clap for me. And I'm like, honey, I just stole the bug from you.
I'm in first place.
I wanted them to be mad. But then I did like click to talk to Apple and she was just yelling. And honestly, I felt like the dialogue was really funny for the bug offer for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe I just didn't talk to enough people during the fishing one, but I had a good time.
Yeah, I mean, like, you don't have to do bait for the fishing tourney, but it just feels like since it's there, you do, because it's so much faster.
It's just so much faster.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
I will say, I was alone, I was solo bug-offing, and so it was very, that's why I didn't get every item, because it was, like, so slow to get the points when you're not with friends.
Still miss.
Oh Misha Barton.
Still miss when we would assess a nice Beatles luster, but you know.
I miss the luster.
I miss the luster of it all.
Like, okay, real quick, before we get into more news, what bug do you think has the most luster thus far?
Oh, Miss Hips, the violin beetle.
Really?
Yeah.
She's
got luster.
Okay, can I just say, I think the fucking earth boring dung beetle, that beautiful vibrant magenta woman,
yes,
is
also
so
really nice,
intensely wonderful. And also the blue weevil, first of all, amazing name, weevil, but it's just great.
Weevils,
I love that bug.
Wobble, but they don't fall down, you
and
know?
That's game. Another announcement for the bulletin board, y'all. Hibiscus bushes are in bloom.
Oh,
this is an important event for everyone involved, especially if you're like me, who bought a fuck ton of them from Leaf back in the day when Leaf first arrived and planted them everywhere because I was like, oh, Coral Cove, summer vibes, hibiscus, that makes so much sense. And then they were just dark green dormant, dormant bushes. My bush is also dormant, if you think about it.
But oh my god.
They're finally alive. She's alive. So everyone go check out your beautiful hibiscus.
And you just said earlier that like there was gonna be one more announcement. I was like, what else do we have to announce? And then you just hit me with that one. It's like, this was not premeditated. You really got me good.
It's the energy that I like to bring when you bring me the fact that I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you gotta surprise me somehow, you know? Keep things alive in this relationship. I like relationship. To keep things
fresh on this podcast.
Okay, now we can go into the Horizon Hex. And you know, we gotta start this off, as we predicted last week, with a nice retraction.
Oh, we have a hefty retraction.
We must retract previous statements. We were false in information provided. This is an incoming broadcast to let you know that you cannot
trust this podcast for any information. Yeah,
nope. Everything we say is a lie.
Hibiscus is actually just all wilted across the globe.
So we previously may have stated that you could talk to Isabel, complain about a villager, and then when you were trying to get a campsite person to move in, that person you last complained about would be the one that they would pick to move out. That is not the case. Multiple people in the server have tested and told us that we were in fact
led fucking astray. Okay.
So thank you for telling us. We probably should have tested.
We will now test Horizon Hacks. They will now be tested. Can you believe that?
Kid tested, mother approved.
Tamlin? So that's that. I also have a Horizon Hack.
A Horizon Hack?
And this one actually is supposed to work. So this one is
from, I know this one works.
Milime Hivar, I believe. Please clock me if I'm wrong. I don't know if someone said this before, but whenever I'm gifting stuff to my villagers and they are busy fishing or catching bugs, they don't give you the option for the gift in the dialogue. I'm impatient and want to give them the gift ASAP. So I use the shock reaction and catch their attention, and the option to gift them sometimes appears. So, yeah, that's how you get them to, like, you know, be able to talk to them. Because, like, sometimes they'll also be sitting, like, on a bench.
And they'll just be like, I'm vibing, please don't disturb. And then you're like, but I want to give you this t-shirt.
This also happens when I'll, like, go into someone's house and they're sitting on one of their chairs and I can't give them a gift. So what I've been doing is I just
scare the shit out of them by shocking them and then you're good.
Yes, actually. But I just bump into them a bunch and then they usually stop at their
door. But this is nicer. If you do that too much, then they get angry and they're like, please stop touching me.
They don't say please, they scream.
Yeah, no, they get mad at
they're
you.
Like, why are you following me?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so sorry, Apple. I just walked with you.
It's a delicate balance and I just wanted to give you this pair.
Yeah. So that's my hack.
Yeah, those are the hacks. One hack and one retraction that we have for you this week.
A reaction.
Reaction.
And my reaction to that is game. Oh, so let's move on our island, or shall we say on our town? So like I said, I did play the bug off this week, and I know you haven't been on your island in a minute.
Yeah, I haven't. But we have, you know, it's a little different this week. We changed gears a little bit. If you do happen to follow us on Twitch, then you may have seen this happen already, and there are still videos live of this all happening, but Rachel was introduced to that original Animal Crossing.
Yes, so this was my first time playing it. I've seen like footage on YouTube and stuff, but I've never actually played it myself. Animal Crossing games I've played are City Folk and New Leaf and Happy Home. And Pocket Camp
and New Horizons.
So, and Amiibo Festival.
Wow, so it's pretty much, you only didn't play the original one and Wild World. Yeah, so.
Which I really want to play Wild World.
I hear a lot of good things about it. So, yeah, this was the one that got me into Animal Crossing many moons ago. Turns out I forget everything about this goddamn game.
Well, you were 9 years old.
I was, we did the math. I was 9. So that is why when Apollo was mean to me, yeah, I took it to heart.
And it very followed impactful. Me
all these years. Yes.
Well, to be fair, the dialogue is as spicy as I could possibly imagine. I am just so happy with the dialogue. But let's talk about it. You can watch the video of us starting up my new town on our Twitch, which is twitch.tv/thevillagersvoice, if you want to see all of the inception of what we are calling New Yorl, which comes from the Twitch streams that we did for Detroit Becoming Human.
And it is a just, you know, it was a typo that has now become legend.
Yeah. New York? No, New Yorl. So Yorl. That's the name of my town because I wanted to do an inside joke with our stream family. And I am thriving. I somehow got a good face by answering the questions
so
randomly.
Yeah, so it's just like, we're going to, you know, there's a video, but let's give you the recap here. So, like, when you get in there, you're on a train and Rover comes to talk to you because this is how they all typically started out. Is Rover, who, if we all played the Mayday event in New Horizons, that's that cat. Rover. He comes and he talks to you. And he's like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, you're moving to a new place? Oh, I know that place. That place is great. And so he will ask you a bunch of questions while you're in the conversation, and your answers to those questions impact how your face looks.
And so in the GameCube version, you can't switch your hair up at all. It's literally only your face. And this was back when they still only had, we literally only introduced having more than one skin tone in New Horizons.
Yeah.
If you were wondering. Also, it's still extremely gendered. Like, it's not gendered now in New Horizons, but this game is obviously very much gendered. They ask you if you're cute or cool.
Yeah, that's
and
the way
those are the genders.
A boy or a girl. So, like.
So, yeah. We love that. Not at all. And I didn't. My goal for playing this is that I'm not going to time travel. I am trying really hard not to look at, like, wikis and stuff, too. Because, like, I remember when I played New Leaf, I did look at that face wiki.
This is the way that, like, New Horizons really shook things up with, like, your ability to actually just, like, fucking pick things. We don't know the questions that when you're in the airport at the beginning of New Horizons and Timmy and Tommy are asking you some questions.
We still don't know what they impact.
We don't know how those impact things. I guarantee you they somehow have an impact. We know how, like, you get your flowers get picked for your native flower. It's, like, dependent on your birthday.
I think that the questions that they ask you at the airport impact what you get at your Nook Mile terminal for, like, your lighthouse color and things like that.
There's no direct correlation. So many of the earlier Animal Crossing games, so many of your choices were just determined by vague questions that if you didn't look them up on a wiki, you had no idea, like, what you were going to get at the end.
And so I ended up pretty cute, and I literally lucked out so hard with my original villagers, because you start off with 5 villagers, and they just have houses, because it's basically...
6, I think it's 6, actually.
Is it 6?
Yeah,
okay, math 6. Is not my strong suit.
Yeah.
So you basically have this, like, little plaza area where there's 4 houses, and that's for you to live, as well as people that you are playing with in real life can move into your town, kind of like
you can't play at the same time, but it's like, you know, for example, I had a save file with me and my character, and then my sister also had a save file, and she had one of the houses in the plaza.
Right.
So,
which, like, I will say, and it's the early game, so I literally cannot complain, but I feel like it sucks that the houses are there that are just empty.
Yeah.
Because, like, it just is cluttered, but whatever. So then you start with a bunch of villagers, and so I immediately open up my map, and holy, because there's, like, a map that you can go up to and interact with. And I, first of all, every villager I have, I've never lived with before. So
yeah, you've never had them in any game previously.
It's very exciting. I have Kiki, the little black cat, who I absolutely love and have always wanted to have as a neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
I have Mint, the snooty squirrel. Kiki is also a normal.
Yes.
Mint, the snooty, which is so funny because Chris's original GameCube Animal Crossing, his first town, he also had Mint.
Yes,
and
I
so
did.
I just think that's very, like, oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I have Jay, the Jawk bird. He's
wonderful.
He's very sweet. I love him. I love the bird villagers. And then I have Gaston, the yellow bunny with the big ass mustache, and he's my cranky. He says mon chou. And he's so mean. Oh my god, I love it. Him and Mint they're just stepping all over me. It is absolutely And then, guys, the big kicker. I have Bob. Are you kidding me?
Our lazy boy Bob.
The Bob. I've never had him. We have so many emotes of him on our Discord. he is like the face of weird Animal Crossing community. Yeah, and the fact that he's on my town is just absolutely wild to me. And then last but not least, Rosie, the peppy like icon from the movie. I just feel like she's such an important character. And honestly, it surprises me that, like, you know how there's like there's characters now that are like very popular. Like Ketchup and Rosie used to be as popular as like Tangy, and I feel like they've like
fallen.
Yeah, I don't know how, but I love them obviously, and Rosie is such a sweetie. So I ended up having like what, three cats, a squirrel,
a bird, and a bunny.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's amazing. And
you basically just rolled up into town on your train, and Porter is essentially your
Dodo.
Your Dodo. He is that just at the train station.
It's so weird. Porter is such an iconic character from these games.
Yeah.
And also he's an important character in the movie, and the fact that he's not in it is weird. And also there's like another monkey that's like an actual villager that's like super iconic. Is it Chip? Flip? Something like that. And he's not in it. Like, he's not in this game, and it's weird because like he was like a classic, but whatever. And so Tom Nook's dialogue in this game is so fucking funny.
He just basically immediately, like, Rover was on the train and calls up Tom Nook and be like, yo, I got somebody who's trying to move in. And then Tom Nook greets you as soon as you get off the train.
And they have very good dialogue. And so I have to work for Tom Nook because I can't buy or sell anything at the Cranny until I work for him.
And he's also like, oh, you... Because, like, in New Horizons, it was like, hey, Tom Nook's like, you know, your first house payment, you can pay that in Nook Miles, and here's all of these, like, things that you can be doing to get Nook Miles, and then you're going to pay him off of Nook Miles. And this one, he's like, you don't have money? Ha! You peasant.
Like, yeah, he makes fun of him. He's like, you fucking young bitch.
Like, you are going to be working for me forever now. Like,
but you start with a house. You don't have a tent.
Yeah, no, you start with a house, and so then you go, you immediately just have to go to the Cranny and
start working.
You get a uniform and everything.
They give you a uniform, and then you have to do like a bunch of deliveries and stuff, and you got to plant some flowers around the shop to make it look better. And you have to mail a flyer. Yeah, you have to mail a flyer to people in town that is advertising for him, and so you can write whatever you want. And then also on the bulletin board, it would be so cute if he had us write stuff on the bulletin board in New Horizons. They have you write an advertisement for the store, and it's just so charming and cute. And doing the deliveries, something that I totally forgot about these earlier games is that when you talk to villagers, you can obviously just be like, hey, how are you? Like, what's up? But there's also, can I help you with something? And you can get prompted to do a task. So if, like, all the people that play Pocket Camp, you know, like, the entire concept of Pocket Camp was just running errands for your villagers.
Yeah.
And so with this, you get to do that. And so there's always constantly, like, things to do. And you're not
It does dry up and they're like, nah, head empty. You can't think of anything that I want you to do right now. But
it's
like,
nice.
They give you some things to do. And I don't want this to just like turn into like, you know, here's all the things that like are from the original game that we wish we had in New Horizons. But like there are some like fun things that like we were running with that like we had that, you know, I think would be great additions to have.
Yeah, and obviously, like, there's so many things that are, like, that I don't like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, the museum, like, when I think about the way that the museum looks now, oh, my God. I'm trying not to think about graphics because, honestly, I'm not even really noticing because it's, like, the charm of it.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that there's really not that many bugs and things, like, yeah, of course.
The way that you move around your town, it's, like, an acre system where, like, there's, like, a 5x5 grid of acres that you can run around through, and it's like a little disorienting to be like snap, like
the camera like snaps to the next like
grid.
Panel.
Yeah, essentially.
It
so
doesn't
you don't
feel good.
You don't have like your full view all the time. You can just keep running around. It like snaps to different things. And that's just to save it loading, you know, we can always load in things.
And I haven't been able to play during the day because the streams that we do are like at 6 p.m. So
yeah.
I don't know what the game looks like during the day yet. But I will say something I was surprised by is there's such a variety of shells that you can collect on the
beach.
There's
so many different shells that like just don't
exist anymore.
Yeah.
There's like Lion's Paw and like
Wentle Shire or some shit
yeah,
like
there's
that.
A bunch,
you know,
and I was like, you know, the beachcomber in me is just absolutely eating this up.
Yeah.
Also, I had Gulliver on my first day.
Yeah, you did. The very first day, you managed to run into Gulliver,
and he's pretty rare for the earlier games. I know we've kind of all seen him now. And yeah, so you get to help out Tom Nook for a little while, and then you're just kind of like left to your own. And it's like the early game where like there's obviously there's no crafting. So New Horizons is so different because there's crafting, and that is so wild to me.
There's crafting and there's putting things outside.
And it's so weird how I'm already so used to being able to craft and also put things outside. But the crafting especially, because I've forgotten these games where there's only one tool a day available. Because the Cranny, there's like obviously there's like several upgrades to her. Yeah. But in the beginning, there's only, it's like really tiny. And there's just one tool. And the first day was just a shovel, which like, yeah, I could get the fossils, but you can't even give Blathers the fossils. That's a whole other thing that I'll get into in a second. So I couldn't fish or catch bugs. So the only way I could make money on the first day was just shaking my pear trees, which by the way, I have pears.
Yes.
And that is literally always the fruit that I get whenever I start a new Animal Crossing game. And that was the first fruit I got when I loaded New Horizons. And the second try I got peaches. So the second day I was able to get a net so I could catch bugs. I still don't have a fishing rod.
Yeah. The nice thing is that like durability was a new thing for New Horizons. So once you buy these things, you never have to buy them ever again.
I just remember in New Leaf, like I accidentally sold a shovel. And so I had to wait a few days for it to show back up in the Cranny. And it was kind of annoying. But your storage is obviously like super tiny, and so is your mail. But oh my God, the post office is back. Miss Pelly, Phyllis. Ugh, I miss those bitches. So there's like a fountain. It's different than the one that's in City Folk. Which I don't know. I haven't really ventured to her much.
Yeah, but
it's different. It's interesting. I don't know. Booker and Copper are there. The cops, I don't know. you don't have to like pay for them to show up.
Yeah.
There's a dump. So you can get like shit that villagers like just throw away, and then you can keep it and sell it if you want or whatever.
So one thing that I completely forgot about until this game or until we loaded it up is that outside of all of the houses that exist for the humans playing it, not for the villagers, is that there is a gyroid that is outside, which gyroids are Lloyd in New Horizons.
It's Lloyd.
He is a gyroid. And so every house has a gyroid outside of it. And basically what they do is they like manage it for you. Like that's where you go if you want to save the game, because you have to like manually go and save the game. There's no auto saving or anything.
Right.
There's also like you can write an away message. So that way if somebody else plays the game, they can talk to your gyroid and be like, oh, here's their away message. They're not here right now. You can also have them
display items. Display in
him. Like there's a, he almost acts as like a public market for you. So where you can have, he's got four slots for different items, and you can either put items on display to be like, look at this cool thing I have. Or you can be like, here's something I'm giving it away for free. Or I want like 80 bells for this thing. And that one I think is really cool. It brought me back to how in Pocket Camp,
yeah,
there was a similar vibe of you had, it was like a mailbox.
It's like the market box or something.
Market box or something, where it's like in Pocket Camp, if you got a whole bunch of things and you didn't want them, you could sell them publicly to like everybody on the internet who like, if they got randomly like
mashed with
you. Yeah, mashed with you. They could see everything in your marketplace and buy it from you if they wanted to.
I think that would be so cool in New Horizons if you could have like kind of like the little box that's outside of the Cranny right now in New Horizons. If you had something like that in your, like by your house, and then when you have people come over, it's just stuff that they can either take for free, you can set it, or like, because you could set it to like say zero bells.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
it could
yeah.
be just for bells, and it would just make trading and stuff much easier.
I think that would work so well. And even
less
I even
complicated
went to
than
like,
manually
they,
trading.
They could do that, or they could even do something like they could make like an in-game eBay essentially. Where like you have things that
Nookazon?
It's like an in-game Nookazon eBay kind of thing where you have stuff that like you don't want, and like you can be like, hey, here's my like box of 20 things. These are the things I don't want. And if somebody wants one, they can be like, hey, I'll give you 1,000 bells for that, and like you have to send a letter to them or something. I don't know. You know,
also letters like being like the thing where in old games, when you would send a villager a letter, they would like bring it up to you and be like, oh my God, did you write this shit? And like, it would be so funny. And like, that has not happened in New Horizons to me.
But
so
that
I
did
feel like it's
that
gone.
That did happen when you were in the game already. You wrote to
someone and they brought it up.
Wasn't it Gaston you wrote to? Or it was remember. That, it was them or Jay. That
so another thing that's cute is for the museum. So Blathers is like a student at this point. He doesn't have the certification to properly assess fossils. So
this you
have
is to everybody's sell it to another beginnings. Thing.
Yeah. And so you, I don't even, Celeste isn't even in this game, guys. And you have to send the fossils to, they call it Faraway Museum.
Yeah.
And then they can assess them and then they'll display them.
And they mail them back to you and then you give it to Blathers. Right. And like, so Blathers is not qualified enough to assess fossils.
I just think that's so cute.
And then if we're talking about like humble beginnings, you know, it's like, yeah, Tom Nook is just here running
a shop and he's just trying to get people to fucking desperately buy his store. Yeah. And you're just in debt to him for your house.
And then also KK Slider is just, he's a lone traveling musician. Nobody knows his name. He's not famous yet. He's not the iconic superstar that we know him as in New Horizons. He just shows up at on a little stool outside the train station every Saturday and just like, hey man, I'm just playing tunes if you want to like hang out.
Also, the Able Sisters is basically exactly the same other than the fact that there's no
changing room. And the booth to like upload designs and stuff.
And I don't know, like, is labeling this? I haven't looked up enough to know who is coming in and stuff. I know a lot of characters show up in Wild World, like Brewster and things like that.
Able Sisters has really like stood the test of time of like pretty much staying the same. I know like in New Leaf there was the extension for LaBelle's stores. Yeah. It was LaBelle back then.
Yeah.
Who had like the hats and glasses and stuff, but Able Sisters has really stood the test of time.
Also, with the Happy Home Academy, you have Happy Room Academy.
Yeah.
You're only being judged on, like, a room. Also, luck is a thing, and I know that they said, because there's a bunch of these weird, like, you know the signs that we can craft in New Horizons that you can put whatever you want on them?
Yes.
So there's, like, a bunch of them, but they're triangular, like, shaped like houses, and they're all over, and they all have, like, weird advertisements. Like, there's an advertisement for, what's her face? Oh, my God. She sells the rugs. Holy shit.
Sahara.
Why that slipped my mind. they have like an advertisement for her and like they have a bunch of really funny Tom Nook ones and stuff for the cranny. And, so there was just one for Lyle and stuff for Happy Room Academy. And there's also one that says something about luck and how you can trip and fall on like unlucky days. Mm-hmm. And that's like not a good day to do the raffle. Cause there's also a raffle that you get every month. And he gave me a ticket or I don't know. There's just so much.
There's a lot that goes on in this game for being such like a old game. There's so many things that go on.
But I will say it's just very like
it gives you such a different experience than what New Horizons is. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm just saying that it's so different.
And it's just very like cozy. And it's kind of how I felt when it's the way that I felt when I played like City Folk and New Leaf. But I would say also like Stardew Valley and Ooblets, where it's just very much like a person is just
super
moving.
Stardew Valley.
Yeah. It's just like you're moving to a new town. You don't know anybody, but it's that small town feeling where you have to get to know your neighbors. And because New Horizons, you only start with two and it's,
you're all coming together. You're all new. All
like they're already established, you know, they already know each other. Like on the first day I had like so many errands to run in between villagers where they were like, someone has my Pikachu. Like there was literally like someone had a copy of their Pokemon game that I had to get. And like they all know each other and they're all like already having beefs with each other and shit. And so I'm the odd one out. And like that feeling is so fun and charming. And
it's just like,
it's like cozy.
It's like, ooh, here's a place I, you know, it's not too intimidating that I can't like build myself up to be a part of this like little town that exists here. But it's just a small little town. There's not that much going on. But, like, there's these people that exist here, these animals that exist here. They've got a life. I'm going to become friends with them. And, like, I'm going to build a little life for myself here.
And because there's such a, there's so much less of emphasis on aesthetics in general. Your character, you literally can only change their clothing. That's it. That's the only thing that you can change. They are automatically wearing like a weird hat that is the same color as the shirt that you're wearing.
Yep.
So you can't change their hair color or the way that it's styled or anything. You all have horns and that's it. And then also your house is, you know, it's your house. And the animal stuff, like the stuff.
You can change your roof color of your house. And
that's
like,
about it.
There's, you can obviously, there's furniture and walls and floors and stuff.
And it's like the weird quirky shit. And oh my God, to dig up gyro Gyroids made me so happy. I missed them so much. It's so strange how excited I was for something that I didn't really like. It, you know, it was just something in all the other games, and I didn't really think about it as much. And
so, now, like, like, you have your gyroid outside of your house, for those that don't know. You have the ones outside of your house, but then there's also ones that you dig up just like you do fossils. They show up as X's, and what they do is they make, like, a just a musical sound.
It's like a percussion, almost.
Yeah. So then you, if you place a whole bunch of them together, you can make weird musical, like, ensembles out of them.
And also, what's weird about the way the instruments function in this game compared to every other Animal Crossing game that I've played, every other one, it's like New Horizons, where you just, like, spam A on an instrument, and it plays it, but it usually could play it to, like, the tune.
If you, like, got a radio next to it, like,
it'll play it. Or it's just, like, weird, like, violin noises. This one, it actually, you hit A, and it plays, like, a little, like, section of a song, kind of like a music box, which I thought was really fun and cool.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, it's just, it's very cozy and cute, and I'm really enjoying myself. It's very relaxed, and because there's such a less emphasis on aesthetics, it makes it all about the dialogue and doing all of the tasks.
It was
we can't not talk about the dialogue.
It was so fun to, like, one, have a lot of really varied emotional range in the dialogue, but
because the personalities actually are extremely
even the normal vibrant. And, like, peppy were, like, a little bit like, ooh, we got a little bit of spice to us as well.
Because you don't know them yet. So you really, like, the relationships that you make with your villagers, I feel like it will be so rewarding in this game when you get a photo.
Yeah.
I feel like New Horizons, one, because there's so many hacks to get the photograph quickly. You're like, oh, I'm just going to DIY you this lamp that you don't care about. And I feel like it takes all of the, like, the charm out of that. And in this one, because they're so, like, unsure of you in the beginning, and some of them are even mean to you, when you actually get that, like, nice, friendly relationship, it's so rewarding.
It's an accomplishment to get that, you know?
Yeah, and then you get the photograph, and it's like, holy fuck. Remember when they were like, who the fuck is this bitch, and why is she talking to me? Because they literally say that. They're like, why are you even talking to me? And it's like, that might not be for everyone, but I think it's very charming.
On top of just, like, the tone of the dialogue, just, like, the amount of it, when you talk to somebody, it's, like, pages and pages and pages of, like, them talking to you, and they've got a lot to say.
They have so much to say.
And it's like, for one simple task, it'll be like 10 pages of about, like, oh my God, I can't believe Mint fucking left this at my house.
Yeah, like this she's is so such an asshole. Like, not really, but, like, there's so much.
There's
but, like,
so
the
much
simplest
of,
thing.
Yeah, and it's just like, that's just adding to, like, this whole, like, small town, like, I would love to just talk and get to know these animals a little bit more instead of maybe so much focusing on just, like, aesthetics.
Because there's so much, like, gossip, and I love that. Because, like, in New Horizons, I'll talk to someone, and I'll be like, hey, how are you? And they're like, I'm raring to go. It's sunny today. And that's it. Sometimes you get the extended dialogue, but then it repeats so quickly. And then the dialogue between villagers, when you overhear something happening and then you get involved, repeats a lot. And so that is number one, besides the music, the number one complaint I have with New Horizons. And it was honestly getting to that point in New Leaf. I remember people were saying the same thing. And when I think about this dialogue, even compared to New Leaf, hell yeah. Like, this dialogue slaps.
Yeah.
And the music.
But
oh
the music,
God.
Yeah, you brought that up. The music, again, it just further just encapsulates that charm. Like, I can't just help describe it, but, like, that charm.
And
it's
peaceful.
It's peaceful. But it's got, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like
whimsy. I don't know.
It's so whimsical, and, like, just look, you just gotta, like, pull up, you know,
video, like a playlist of all of them.
Yeah, it's really, it sounds like it's an older GameCube fucking game playing some music, but it just sounds so whimsical.
Yeah. So overall, I'm really enjoying it. I think it's never going to replace the newest game because there's so much more that I can do. And I do miss, like, I did end up popping into New Horizons afterwards. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember having storage and I was, like, doing stuff. And I was like, yeah, like, they hit different things for me. And I hope that with new updates to New Horizons, they continue to add some of the things that made the other game so charming. But if you have a copy of the game and you're feeling, like, you know, some Animal Crossing burnout, I urge you to just pull it up, even if it's like City Folk, or I've seen a bunch of people on our server starting up New Leaf again.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It doesn't mean you're doing or something scratching wrong.
Different itches, you know?
Yeah, like you don't have to play New Horizons every day if you want to play a different game from the franchise or a different video game in general. Because I think playing any game for a long period of time, you're going to experience a burnout. But especially because New Horizons is such a departure and totally different from every other iteration, it's like...
It's fun to dive in to like one of those ones that are more like, we'll just say classic.
I want to call it cozy. Yeah. It's very cozy. New Horizons is not cozy. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. It's just different. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. We'll see. How's New Horizons going to feel in the fall? You know, that might be fucking so cozy.
When Brewster finally graces us with his presence, you know, it's all over. That's it.
I can't complain anymore.
Everything else is out the window because Brewster's here.
Exactly. So I feel like with that, we should head over to the Dream Suite, huh?
Yeah. So the first submission that we have is from Sure Vegas. And these are all coming to us from the VV Submissions channel on our Discord. Once again, if you'd like to have your story or question or whatever featured in this section, we collect them from there every week. So this could have been a Horizon hack, but I thought I'd bring it up here. So they said, I have a tip for catching the very fast seafood that I found myself and tested many times against Gigas clams in particular. So this was kid tested, mother approved.
We love her.
You don't have to sneak up on them. What you do is approach those high speed bubbles at a 90 degree angle to the far side of the far outside net.
Okay.
The clam doesn't know where to go, and it almost always makes a mistake. You can head it off in either direction, left or right, almost every time. Just a tip from an impatient swimmer.
I love that, and I feel like that is what I accidentally did the first time I caught the Gigas clam, to be honest, it ran into me.
I'm speedy. I'm just running. I'm just swimming fast. I'm just pressing that button. I'm just dashing around in the water.
I should have said this. I meant to say it in Horizon Hacks, but it just came to me. You're getting a late game Horizon hack. Apparently, you don't even have to button smash A. You can just hold it and you swim fast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I saw that on TikTok. Man. And I was like...
It's like when we discovered that you only had to press A like twice to speed up
DIY. But like, to be honest, there's something about mashing A when you're swimming.
This just makes you feel like you're actually doing it.
It's kind of important, I feel like, for the feeling of it. The mouth feel.
Oh, I understand.
Okay, so my Horizon hack is not a hack anymore. We're out of the section. We're in the Dream Suite.
Oh my god, Rachel.
Okay, so this submission is from Captain Dongers, 1991. This is my first time posting the server, so here it goes. Well, welcome to the server.
Welcome.
I've been playing Animal Crossing on and off since I got it. It's my first one that I've ever played. Well, Filbert came to my town as one of my three villagers/islanders that I had to make furniture for. He was in the town square tonight and was singing with no music around him. He's just having fun doing it, and it makes me love him more and more every day. I never want this blue cutie to ever leave. And I know you're loving that. Oh,
Filbert. Again, one of my originals. I love Filbert so much. Oh, Filbert with a pear.
Filbert with a pear.
Filbert's just fantastic. You cherish that boy for all he's worth, which is the world. So the next one is from PNY Tenchi, who said, since I started this game, I've been wanting to get Charlize off my island, and I didn't know about the campsite/resetting thing and how to use it to get this bear off my island. I had heard it mentioned on one of the podcast episodes and thought I ought to try it. I finally got someone at my campsite this morning. Honestly, I was really hoping for anyone cute, and if it wasn't meh, I'd get Charlize off my island. Lo and behold, I got Julia. I didn't care that I had two other ostriches here. I'm grabbing her. Time and time again, I would lose against her in the games. I hate those things. And figured out some sort of pattern. Some of the time, whichever color and or suit that was used in the game before the game where you asked her to stay is the same, but she would switch it up most of the time, and that got super frustrating. Sometimes she'd just go and ask Tom Nook if she could move in, but every time she'd mention who to ask to leave the island, and it wasn't Charlize. She asked for Maple to leave about 5 times. God. I was not about to let my teddy bear go, but finally, after a 2-hour endeavor, Julia asked for Charlize to move out.
It takes forever, man.
I know. After agreeing, I immediately saved the game.
Oh my god.
I would.
Well, congratulations on your hard but honest work.
That was extremely honest hard work.
Yeah. So we have another submission here from Cherish of Dracarys. Dracarys. I'm not a Game of Thrones bunch, but I've heard of these words.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I load up my game. I'm walking around the island. I'm vibing. Oh. I see Wolfgang chilling near Pietro's house. So I go over and see what the lad is up to. And this little creep is right up against Pietro's window with a magnifying glass. Excuse me, sir, but that's not the vibe we have on Dracarys. Dracarys. Please stop dragging me. There's a picture included. He is certainly peeping.
We cannot be doing that. That is not the behavior that we like to
Maybe
see.
Maybe he's a handyman and there's a crack in the window. I don't know.
Maybe there's a bug on the wall. A ladybug, you know?
Maybe and there's a shark in the water.
Yeah. And then the last submission that we have is from Taryn, who has some speculation about what we talked about last week with the dream suite. Not the question section that we're in right now. The actual dream suite.
We are always speculating here.
Yeah. So she said, what if you access the dream suite by laying in bed? I loved having laying in bed actually do something during the first night when we have that fever dream with KK Slider.
Yes.
The only
time we dream in this whole game.
I know. And I would love a function. I think it'd be really neat if you could upgrade beds through crafting to make them dreamy by adding star fragments or something.
Yes.
I think that is such a clever idea.
They could probably even give us like another craftable element, like how we have like the summer shells.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want there to be another traveling person that like comes in, but like if they were going to go that route, Luna could be a traveling one that shows up and sells, I don't know, like
pajamas
or like DIYs to like make special beds that are like dreamy beds or something.
But I would like to be able to access the dream suite at all times because
I definitely don't want it to be that. Yeah.
But I do love that idea and I think it makes sense and it would make. Because, like, in a lot of games, like, I'm thinking, like, in Stardew and Ooblets, like, your bed, like, signifies the next day. And obviously, in a game like Animal Crossing that runs with the world's clock, you're not really doing that, and the beds are more of just, like, decor. And I think it would be really fun if they did actually have, like, a legit function. Like, the toilet, and
they
every
added
other...
toilet functionality.
Yeah, like, they added toilet functionality. We know that they can take a beautiful item and make it even more practical.
Well, that's all the submissions that we got for this week, so it is time to head on over to hazing the good old patrons from patreon.com/thevillagersvoice.
All right, starting off this week with Marissa DeLuce, who is that messy sailor.
Starting off with a fuck up.
Paige. A retraction, I retract that.
Paige Blue is a photogenic backbone.
Kelly is a knowledge-thirsty klutz.
Joanna Tartaglini is a thrifty meteorite.
Kelsey is a thorny shell fan.
Dylan Powell is a detail-oriented papa.
Anthony Lowbridge Ellis is a worldwide father.
Devin Elizabeth is a digital age egg.
Liz Lane is a late-night lawn clipping.
Chantal Piat is a dad joke and animal.
Stoicy is an omnivorous coordinator.
Hollis B. Langley is a highly aware life form.
Jasmine Lyons is a small fry wild child.
Courtney McLeod is a mistakenly caught talent.
Taylor Mays is an unbearable crybaby.
Megan McNally is an ancient wanderer.
Emily Lopez is a bait snatch and flag waver.
Sarah Duncan is a flapping collector.
Shannon Cusick is a sleepless ringleader.
KevDiz81 is a handmade trash.
Is a handmade.
Is a singular handmade trash.
One of them. Mackenzie Bell is a buried sidekick.
Jane Robertson is a change it up phoenix.
Kim Vandersloos is an anonymous walking dictionary.
Annalise Fosnight is a night owl buddy.
Lizzie Woods is an eco-friendly stalker.
When I say buddy, now I just think buddy. E. Drain is an energetic frenzy.
Sabrina Cannon is a New Leaf music lover.
Zach Johnson is a friendship brute.
Maddie Davis is a shifty muscle.
Ashley D. is a refined seashell seller.
Tara Joy is a hospitable ghost.
Meg S. is a traveling paradise.
Jess Adams is a casual punk.
Tim Rogers is a radiant pioneer.
Chloe, why is that one like just really rev me up? I don't know. Chloe Olivia is an unhindered remodeler.
Elizabeth Lenz is a festive something or other.
Katie is a specific tourist.
Taylor Walls is an atmospheric shopaholic.
Chris Coburn is an outdoorsy gamer.
Jenny is an off-season pal.
Gianna Wozniak is a weak fowl.
Hannah is a cowardly shellector.
Alicia Ann Marie is an art school rose.
Jackie Cabot is a flightless fossil.
Yeesing Unicorn is an easy breezy pear.
Melissa M. is a rowdy consumer.
And Natalie Bates is a self-paced treat.
Wow.
Amazing. Thank you so much for supporting the show. If you would like to support, you can go over to patreon.com/thevillagersvoice. And yeah, we'll be on Twitch all week.
And in the Discord forever.
Yeah, okay. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.